to Fiji now, and it's claimed the country's military leader, Frank Bainimarama, may have overplayed his political hand when he abolished the country's Great Council of Chiefs, or GCC. One of Fiji's paramount chiefs says that without the body, any future tension between Indigenous and Indo-Fijians will be hard to resolve. Others say the move could incite racial violence. This comes 3 years after the Fijian constitution was annulled by the Bainimarama regime. As Mike Woods reports, some believe that Commodore Bainimarama has now set up a fierce head-to-head political battle with Fiji's powerful elite.
Frank Bainimarama told Fijians that the Great Council of Chiefs was a divisive, outmoded and irrelevant body in modern Fiji.
The Great Council of Chiefs is a product of our colonial past, and Fiji must now focus on a future in which all Fijians are represented on the same basis. Over the last 20 years, the GCC, including its secretariat, became highly politicized, with its members having political affiliations and membership in political parties.
Frank Bainimarama has said all along that his main agenda was to achieve racial equality in Fiji. His reforms, he says, are about establishing a proportional electoral system and a new constitution based on his regime's Charter for Change, Peace and Progress. Part of that reform agenda was also obviously about things like getting rid of the GCC. The Great Council of Chiefs had great power. Under the 1997 constitution, it could not only choose the country's president and vice president, but also 14 of the 32 members of the country's senate. The paramount chief of Fiji's Rewa province, Rotemumu Kepa, says the move to de-establish the GCC contravenes indigenous rights. Graham Davis is a Fijian-born journalist and commentator. He says Rotemumu Kepa has also warned Frank Bainimarama that the decision is also likely to inflame racial tensions.
She's a very, very important figure in traditional society. She wrote to the Prime Minister Bainimarama saying that his decision to de-establish or abolish the Great Council of Chiefs was a serious error of judgment. And in that letter, she raised the spectre of calamity between the races. The actual quote was, "Any calamity between the races or even between Indigenous Fijians themselves can only be resolved with the involvement of the GCC." Now, the use of the word calamity has raised eyebrows in Fiji, to say the least. That is a button that Rotemumu pushed, and it's causing quite a lot of consternation.
Tui Savu is a spokesman for the Australian-based Fiji Democracy and Freedom Movement. He says Rotemumu Kepa was warning about what could happen in Fiji if the GCC doesn't exist. He says it is not the paramount chief's letter that will incite violence in Fiji, but the policies of the Bainimarama regime.
Rotemumu, in her letter to Bainimarama, shows her concern of the possibility that can eventuate because there is no buffer like the Great Council of Chiefs. I mean, the democracy movement, Fiji democracy movement, we have warned the illegal regime in Fiji. If they are not careful, bloodshed can happen on a scale that we have not seen before. Now, that is not inciting. That is a matter of fact that we are telling them to, because of what you are doing, you are virtually inciting the situation in Fiji rather than their excuse or guise that they're trying to help Fiji.
Veteran Fiji political analyst Dr. Bridge Lal says in recent years many observers believed the GCC had failed to fulfil its role as one of the guardians of Indigenous interests and the national interest. However, he says the GCC has always had an important role to play, particularly during times of great crisis.
You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There is room for reform and change, but this kind of action taken unilaterally dismays the indigenous community in ways that can be quite dangerous, because they feel that they are cornered. They feel that their interests are not taken into account. And here is an administration that's talking about transparency and good governance and so on, and on the other hand, they take unilateral decisions that affect the lives of lots of people.
Tui Savu from the Fiji Democracy and Freedom Movement says contrary to what Frank Bainimarama claims about the GCC becoming politicised, from its inception, the Great Council of Chiefs was set up to advise government.
The Great Council of Chiefs has been political. As a matter of fact, under the Fijian Affairs Act, the purpose of the Great Council of Chiefs was to bring to the government's attention any act or anything that may be harmful or maybe detrimental to the Fijian race. So it was their role under the Act to advocate on behalf of Fijian interests.
Frank Bainimarama says a general election will be held in Fiji in 2014. However, many are still sceptical about whether he'll stick to that promise, having backed down on a similar commitment to hold a poll in 2009. It's also not clear who will be able to contest an election. In the past, the Commodore has said that some former politicians will not be able to run. Recently, though, he's changed that stance. Journalist and commentator Graham Davis says he believes the election will go ahead, but also believes the Chiefs will mount a political campaign headed up by Rotimi Mokete. He says while the current regime will probably go into an election with the backing of the military, anti-Bainimarama forces have also recently gained a powerful ally.
One of the things that's happened recently, which is very significant, is that the Great Council of Chiefs have actually joined forces with another pillar of opposition to Bainimarama, and that's the Methodist Church. Now, the Methodist Church is huge in Fiji. Most Indigenous people belong to it. So the combination of the Methodist Church and the Great Council of Chiefs is a very formidable opposition to Bainimarama. So what's going to be interesting over the next few months, and indeed in the lead-up to the 2014 election, is just how these anti-Bainimarama forces coalesce into some kind of political movement. I think it's pretty clear that Rotimi, through her recent activities, is very much positioning herself to take Bainimarama, you know, on, head on.
That's Graham Davis, Fijian-born journalist and commentator, ending that report from Mike Woods. It's 8:24 on Breakfast.